Jackson County is one of six jurisdictions in western North Carolina now considered to have critical community spread of coronavirus, the highest such classification from the state. BPR talked to a doctor while in quarantine with COVID-19. Dr. Ben Guinney tested positive for COVID-19 on November 28th. He's not sure if he got COVID working at Harris Regional Hospital or not. During his quarantine, Guinney was separated from his family by his bedroom door.
There's a little knock on the door, and you hear your food's out here, and that's it. It comes three times a day.
Guinney says that he's been lucky that his symptoms have been mild, and he was excited to leave quarantine on Tuesday. He's been a doctor in Jackson County for 6 years. He says working in the emergency room at Harris Regional during the pandemic has been hard.
This is one of the risks of taking care of others. And being in the front line in the ER is we are putting ourselves at a higher risk. And what's even worse is we're putting our families at a higher risk.
Guinney says that every day since the spring after work, he's put his clothes directly into the washing machine and taken a shower in hopes he won't get his wife and daughter sick. They've both been in isolation during his case.
Now, I just worry about some of the folks I work with maybe have some, you know, underlying health conditions and, you know, they're at increased risk.
Frontline healthcare workers like Dr. Guinney will be among the first to receive the vaccine when it is ready under the distribution plan announced this week by North Carolina health officials. I'm Lily Canep, BPR News.